The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in, folks. Week 10 is back in the win column here on the Ciroc Point After. Time to get back to winning. Celebrate life responsibly with Ciroc. The Saints 20-17 over the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, always a tight one, Cajun Cannon. Hold on, we got an intro. Now we're rocking and rolling here on the Ciroc Point After. And Cajun Cannon, 20-17, Saints get a win. Always seems to be a tight one against these Falcons. We figured it would be. And man, oh man, just feels good at least to get that losing hump off your back at this week.
Well, I don't know. The Saints and Falcons have played each other 111 times. What? Now the Saints have won 56 and the Falcons 55. That's why I tell you, it could be either way, vice versa, whatever. Either
you always say coin flip.
The Saints could be good, and the Falcons not so good, or vice versa. I pick them every year to split. I'm going to tell you right now, 2025, 2026, I don't even know who's on the team. I say that they're going to split. It's hard to sweep your rival, especially when you're dealing with pros. But you know what I was most impressed with? I thought the crowd was very loud for a 2-17.
They got a little bit of energy too with the new interim head coach in the building.
Yes, a little bit of hope.
Right.
A little ray of hope I think goes a long way. But I thought the crowd was very loud. They went into it for a 2-17, and you know that's what you need. Listen, the Browns aren't very good. I don't care who'd be playing quarterback for them. Whether they still had Deshaun Watson and they're going with James Winston, whatever. No, they should beat Cleveland. And you know who else is on the schedule? The Giants. Carolina's not very good, but guess what? They just beat the Giants. Then we play the Raiders. No, it's not that far-fetched. The Saints, they come together as a team, could go on a winning streak. Now, whether you want that to happen or not, if you're a true Houdat Nation, you want the team to win. Not like, are you messing up our draft pick? Well, what are you talking about? No, you got
to
win now.
To win the game.
Yes, you play to win the game. And also, listen, these players have to realize they're playing for a livelihood.
Right.
They're constantly being evaluated. So when I look at where we're at right now I can tell you right now, we should, Carolina, how did we lose that? Then let's say you beat Atlanta, Cleveland. I thought we could go on a three-game winning streak going into the bye. Now when the Rams come to town, and Matthew Stafford, if we beat them, to me, that's an upset. Because I think the Rams are that much better. I remember us going out there to L.A. last year. Boy, could we slow down what they were trying to do in the passing game? And now we have our top two corners out. I thought, you know, that's what I was worried about. I said, in Atlanta, I don't know, they got the big head maybe. They're thinking, the Saints are without their top two receivers. You know, and Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. They're down, they're out, they're top two cornerbacks.
Right.
And Marshon Lattimore is amongst the best. Now he's the Washington Commanders, and Paulson Adebo is out for the year. So that's what worried me a little bit, but I thought they played hard. Honey Badger, he's still missing tackles. He's going to miss two tackles against the Browns, watch, in the game.
But we talked about that in the press box, Bobby. There might happen, but then he seems to come away with that interception.
Yes, he fights.
Right.
He's a warrior. He's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, playmaker in LSU history. I think he's that good. And then as a pro, look, he's leading out all the active defensive back. Guess who has the most interceptions in the NFL? Honey Badger. He takes what he wants. Well, coming up with that interception, then no, that's why you got to fight. And look at Cam Jordan. I was so excited when Cam Jordan got that sack. And when you look at it, and it's not, I have to find it somewhere in my notes. But when you look at that, that's not by accident. And I'm looking at all the media members. I'm like saying, I'm telling you, Cam's going to have a sack. Because, you know, as a player, from a psychological standpoint, even though you get older, maybe one last hurrah, whatever, can I make a play? Can I fight and make a play? Cam Jordan's fighting his ass off. He's just getting old. Look, you know who Cam Jordan's had the most sacks against in the NFL?
Matt Ryan.
The dead Falcons. No, the team. I'm just okay. Matt Ryan, but yeah. The Falcons. He had 23 sacks. He's the all-time sack leader for the Saints. I mean, look at the great Ricky Jackson and all that. He's the all-time sack leader, but he's had more sacks against the Falcons than anybody. Now he has 24. It wouldn't make sense because you play him twice a year. Like he has 24 now against Atlanta, 17 against Tampa Bay, and like 13.5 against Carolina. But he's basically doubled that against Atlanta. So for Cam to come up with that, man, I was so fired up because I know how much that means to them. And eventually, if you keep doing this, you're going to win, or you should win. We were plus one in the turnover margin. So now we're plus four for the season. I'm looking at all the top teams in the turnover margin. Out of all the nine, all the other nine teams are all winning teams in the hunt. We were the only one, sure. Well, snake bit, whatever, now being plus four. Like, for instance, Atlanta right now, they're minus two in the turnover margin. I don't think they're opportunistic enough as far as taking away the football, and I think that can come back to bite them. Now, I thought in the game, I don't like it whenever I see double-digit penalties on both teams. I think the referees are too involved. And what I mean by double-digit, 10 or 11, whatever. But now when it's around 14, 15 or more. Well, they had 14 penalties called, so I definitely didn't like that. But like I said, the Saints in the series are up 56-55. And four of the last six battles with the ATL, with the Dirty Birds, have been decided by 3 points or fewer. So you look at, and if you look, four of the last six battles, and we've won three of them. So now, the last time ever in Atlanta, we didn't win, but we ended up winning this, 3 points or less. So when you look at it, and we definitely, so, you know, Falcons fans could talk smack because, you know, what have you done for me lately and all that. But it's more than 2-1 post-Katrina. You know, Saints fans, we tend to look at, even though we're up 56-55, well, since Sean Payton established, came on board post-Katrina, we've now won 26 and lost 12. So that's almost like Alabama against LSU.
Ouch.
You know, or like us when I was playing, like the 49ers, or maybe even less. You know, when you look at it, who truly has your number? Well, we've really had Atlanta's number since 2006, when you break it down that way.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, as far as, you know, I said we have to be destined to win. You know, we had gone more than 8.5 quarters. Now, this goes back into even last season. I'm talking about playing Atlanta, not necessarily Kirk Cousins. Finally, after 8.5 quarters, we finally gave up an offensive touchdown. You would think if you're not giving up really offensive touchdowns, well, you should win every game, like how we lost last time. You know how we whiffed them at the end of the season last year in the Dome?
Right.
To me, we should have won, and now Koo kicked that field goal, you know, to beat us in Mercedes Stadium.
The Gree worked on Koo this week, that's for sure.
It definitely worked. But the Saints, as far as playing defensively, being opportunistic, we should be 3-0. But we are 2-1 right now, look, based on the last three games. Outstanding red zone defense. If you look at it, they were on 1 of 3. When you look at, like, bend but don't break, whatever, what you could do, red zone defense, if you look at it, we were slipping a little bit. We were at 50%. You know, we are top 10. We're number 9 in the league. I always try and look at the positives. We're number 9. Well, today, they were only 33%. So I look at, again, not giving up touchdowns, and offensively should be able to score. And then I look at Derek Carr. People don't realize, I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers, whoever you might think throws like, well, look, that's a pretty long ball. You cannot say that Derek Carr does not throw nice,
deep
like
ball.
Splash, what do you would call it? Splash plays, chunk plays, heavy deep ball.
So pretty.
Again, this is not an opinion. This is actually has happened. Over the past decade, a lot of people might not guess this. You know who's number one? Russell Wilson. Look at Russell Wilson, what he's doing with the Steelers now, how you see those nice deep balls. But 2 and 3, they were playing today. Do you know coming in to the game, and it was like second was Kirk Cousins, and third was Derek Carr, 25-plus yards completions. Now you look at 40 yards. I'm telling you, anything over 40 yards is kind of like a bomb because, you know, you do a five-step drop, then you release it, then you end up catching it maybe 45, 50 yards. No one's throwing no bomb 70, 80 yards. Now, you might run, but no one's actually throwing that. Coming into the game, 40-yard completions the last decade. Derek Carr was 4 with 95. Kirk Cousins was 5th with 94. Look at those chunk plays to Valdez-Scantling.
Beautiful.
Beautiful piece of work. That's beautiful. Listen, just go back. I know y'all taped the games through that nation, and you go back and you want to replay and watch it. Just look at those throws and look at Valdez.
In the bucket.
Drop it in the well. That's what I always say. It ain't no, you know, throw bullets at all. Just drop it in the well. And that one on the right sideline, you say, oh, it's like triple coverage. People say, oh, look at triple coverage. Well, it's not triple coverage because they can't cover every inch. That shows you how accurate Derek Carr was. And I got to give Valdez-Scantling his props. He's now 30 years of age. I don't know. Did he look old running fast or running? He didn't look old to me.
And the Bills just cut him.
Yeah. Okay. And Steve, maybe because, you know what, the Bills, he had 2 catches, 28 yards in 6 games.
That was it.
Well, we need him. I mean, just look at the impact that he had today. He had 3 targets, 3 catches. For 109 yards, 36.5 yard average.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, and then when you look at it, he's played in 98 games across 7 seasons. He was a 5th round pick. He's had stints with Green Bay, the Chiefs, and the Bills, but he maybe found a home. We don't have Rashid Shaheed, so we have to have somebody take the top off the defense. That's why I think, and he's a big target. You know how, like Chris Olave, they little? Well, Valdez-Scantling, he ain't little, and he's fast. You know the physics of it, size? Give me a big, fast guy instead of a small, fast guy. Now, a small, fast guy is good because if you're small and you're not fast, you can't play. But if you're small and you're fast, you could play. But if you're big and fast, you know why he's been on all these other teams? Because sometimes he's had the dropsies. Oh, no. Come on, catch the ball. You did everything else right. Just finish.
Wasn't a problem today.
No, wasn't a problem today. But you look, he's 6'4". He ran a 4.37 40-yard dash at the combine. And you look through his career, he averaged 17 yards a catch. That's kind of like, you remember like Devery Henderson, old school.
Right.
Or you look at Rashid Shaheed. When they hovering around 17 and a half, 18 yards, no, they could take the top off the defense. So good for Valdez Scantling. Remember, I always have told you that. Charlie, don't he have like three names?
Marquez Valdez Scantling. Yeah.
Anybody with three names, they're always good. if you make it to the NFL and you have three names, they end up being a stud. I don't know why.
Wait, what happened to Stanley Jean Baptiste?
Oh, that's an exception.
I got you.
You got me on that one. Yeah, yeah. He should just go by Stanley Baptiste.
There you go,
and,
right.
And forget DeJean. But no, usually like guys with three names, I don't know, they just seem like they're off the chart. But you'd have to say, because you know I love my stats.
Right.
And you know, this is an ugly win. Because I don't know what we got. They had 25 first downs. We had 14. On third down, our defense was outstanding. They only converted 36%. We weren't much better. We were only 38%. I wish that'd be 48%, you know, conversion. And therefore, you know, the first downs, they had the ball. Usually we've been doing this, but what if you do this and you don't win? When you're controlling the ebb and flow of a game, they had the ball over 10 minutes more than we did. But it didn't help them. We didn't win. And then if you'd have told me this, that ain't good. I'm looking at rushing. What are you averaging per carry, and what are you attempting to rush? They averaged 5.7 yards a carry, almost 6 yards a carry. We were at 3.5 yards. But we still end up winning. Now, end up plus one for the game. But they had zero sacks. We had three sacks. So net punting was equal. That was a push. So, I don't know. Seems at times we were able to stop Bijan Robinson. And Ty Algier.
Other times there were wide open lanes, Bobby.
No, 5.8 yard average, and Algier was 5.5, and he had that long gain of 37 Bijan Robinson. So they had 181 yards, 5.7 average. But we stopped it when we needed to. Remember on the goal line, and they finally got in on fourth down. But that was a hell of a goal line stance.
Right.
It shows you they were fighting. If they wasn't fighting when they got the ball on the half-yard line, yeah, they'd have let him in on, like, second down, whatever. And not like, whoa, we stopped them two or three downs. That was outstanding. Looking at Mooney, who's been, kind of their unsung hero. He got targeted 10 times, five catches, the kid from Tulane. Basically, a 19.5-yard average. He had 96 yards. London, Drake London, that's the one you've heard of. He had 8 catches for 97 yards. So you can look at their numbers, and then Alvin Kamara from the get-go. Now, he'll tell you, probably the worst play he ever made in his life. You got Steve, you had a quote what he said. And like, you got to catch the ball because you can't be playing scared. The Saints weren't playing scared. They're trusting you, Alvin, and he knows that. And he's probably, please, defense, stop him. Because he don't want that to be magnified in the day he broke the record of Mark Ingram and became the all-time Saints rushing leader. So what did he say, Steve?
Yeah, on that drop, and obviously we've gotten on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line too, a lot of folks being hard on Kamara with it. Believe me, he knows. He goes, man, that was the lamest thing I ever did in my entire career.
Yeah, because he knows it's significant.
Exactly.
That could be, you know, game of inches, whether you're winning or losing the game. No, that's you never want that to happen. But when you win, you can overlook that.
Sure.
It's easy
to get over it.
You can never be lackadaisical. It's got a constant concentration. Now, on the defensive side, DeMario Double D is being more like old Double D. He had 10 total tackles. You know, since DeMario Davis came over from the Jets, haven't we expected that the whole time? And they have one of our players who had also 10 tackles, Kane Nellis. We developed Caden Ellis, and then they paid him, and they kept him. So, because that's – Caden Ellis is like – you know who would be like his mentor? DeMario Davis, you know,
right,
playing alongside him. You know, unsung hero, given opportunity to play? You can't miss him. Number zero, Ugo Amadi. I think he was fighting his behind off. He had 9 unassisted tackles, 9 total, 3 tackles for a loss.
Hello.
A pass defending. I got to give him his props. I mentioned Cam Jordan. He sacked nobody more than a Falcons player. He had a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. Chase Young. Chase Young finally showed up like we talked about him in training camp. Remember, I would say, oh, watch, because he wasn't even coming close to sniffing double-digit sacks. Well, today I'm looking at he had a sack, Two quarterback hurries, tackle for a loss, force a fumble. And you know who else showed up and he hurt Coach Rizzi? Peyton Turner. Now, is Peyton Turner, can he play for a month? Can all of a sudden he had this kind of impactful game? What he's going to do against the Browns? What he's going to do against the Rams? You know, because all of a sudden, if you're a little beat up, you can maybe got the bye week. But Peyton Turner, this is why he was drafted in the first round, but you got to be available to be held accountable. He had a sack, two quarterback hurries, tackle for loss, pass defended, forced fumble. So the ability is there. Remember, I always tell you he's a Marcus Davenport, poor man's Marcus Davenport. They both can play, but you got to play. You can't be like the same thing with the damn. Now I'm talking about the Pelicans with Zion and the hamstring. What? The fans want to cheer for you, but you got to be available. You have to play. I mean, I said this even before the game. I don't know. Our pro franchise between the Saints and the Pelicans. Are we just? We need to have some good mojo going on our injuries.
Somebody's got to come in. I don't know. Get rid of the evil spirits that have been surrounding.
No, our two professional franchises. I've never seen so many injuries, and it's so frustrating.
The patron saint of health or something this team.
Yes, yeah. So say your rosary, all you good Catholics around here, and get that going for us. But again, you look at Alvin Kamara coming into the game, anybody hating on him and how much we rely upon him. You know, he was first coming into this game in the NFL with the most first downs. Well, I think that's going to continue to grow when all said and done. He was third in total yards from scrimmage. You know, I always want him to have – how much he had today? I always want him like at 120, 125, you know, not like he had last week. What he had? He had like 215 last week. He didn't have to have that much, but look at this total yards.
109 total.
109? Okay, it has to be over 100. I'd rather it be 119 or 129.
Remember the one play we saw him today?
Well, if he'd have caught that ball.
Right, that would have.
He would have been right there.
We saw that one play. It looked like he teleported, went into a pile of guys, and somehow came out the other end.
Yeah, kind of like always. He reminds me of a Matrix back.
Right, exactly.
You know, and I'm like, whoa, how'd he get? The only time I had that Matrix experience, you know, like that, is when I got my bell rung and like kind of playing with a concussion, whatever. And it's like, am I playing right now or am I dreaming? And it's like, whew, you know, and you feel like you're avoiding people and all that. And you're like, am I really here or am I not here? But Alvin Kamara can make people miss like they're not there. So good for Alvin. But if you look at, just to show you the impact, what he means to the Saints is that you look at this year. I think all football fans and all fantasy players, they know these names. Coming into the game, you know who's number one total yards from scrimmage? Derrick Henry. Hello. Look what he means to Lamar Jackson, the Ravens. You know who's number two? Saquon Barkley. What he's done with the Eagles. I don't know why the Giants let him go. They paid Daniel Jones, should have paid Saquon Barkley. What are you doing? So you look Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, and Alvin Kamara. That's why Kamara got still something left in the tank. That's why he gave him a new contract, even though he'll be 30 next year. He still has, how the young people say, he still has a lot of juice. You know, he gives us that juice that we need.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.